Hi, this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. I'm back from Laguna Beach, and I'm going to be heading back there in about a month and a half. I've been invited back to do a lot of healing and a lot of energy work, so it'll be a lot of fun being there. I've also been asked to do the same thing in Albuquerque, New Mexico, so I think on the way out to California, I'll be stopping and doing a show in Albuquerque, New Mexico, which should be a lot of fun. When I was with Fred, we did a tremendous amount of work with the projectors in the room. I was able to form three pillars of light, and the pillars of light actually grew with love as people were standing in them. And so it's going to be a fantastic thing to do. I guess what we're going to do tonight, Dr. Valerie Olmsted is coming on the show with me. She's here now, aren't you, Valerie?
You bet.
Good. Valerie is a very dear friend of mine, and she also has a show on Tuesday nights. And she's a tremendous healer, and she's also going around the country, and she's putting on a fabulous show with projectors, lasers, and Madeline is helping her out, who's a very dear friend. And so I guess what we want to do is bring Valerie on, and we'll talk to her about the show that she's doing. She's going to be in Rochester on July, is it July 12th, isn't it?
Yeah, July 12th.
Yeah. And you're in Pennsylvania now, aren't you?
Correct.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah.
That's terrific. Has it been going pretty good for you?
Yeah, it's been really interesting. We did a show last night, and It being the solstice, it was very interesting.
Right.
And what's been happening is it's an activation and an initiation.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're finding is that even if people don't see anything or hear anything or feel anything, in other words, those senses are pretty much not open yet,
mm-hmm.
even in those cases, things are really working. And so people are kind of going through a lot of changes very quickly.
Yes.
So what we've noticed is with this activation and initiation, even the people who have been, through initiations before have been saying, oh, my God, this is an actual initiation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we've been going, yeah. What we're trying to explain to people is, time is short. We have a certain state of being that we need to get to very quickly. And things have been speeded up. I think we're doing like 1,000 years in a day now. So if people are feeling like they're not getting much done, that's why. We've been going, where does the time go? I can remember when we were kids and, summer took forever to be over and we loved it.
Yeah.
But, with what we're doing right now, it's been really amazing because the connection doesn't have anything to do with me or Madeline other
mm-hmm.
than that we
mm-hmm.
set it up, we provide the safety of
mm-hmm.
it. Along with, help from the other beings, of course, but we know how to call them in and get it set up.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we do that, it's an extremely powerful and profound and yet very, very gentle connection for people.
Mm-hmm.
And people are often amazed. We had a guy last night that said, oh, my God. He said, things are coming so fast for me. He said, I didn't know it could be this fast. And he said, I've been working on metaphysics and spirituality for my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I've done this and I've done that. And he said, I just haven't had things move this quickly ever before. And, just felt, he used to do he's done all the ancient practices, basically. But
mm-hmm.
we were talking about Egyptian sun gazing and about decree work and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
He said, people nowadays don't want to take the time. And I said, I know, that's why we're traveling around with this whole thing. It's for the people that, haven't taken the time to do the homework or they're too distracted. This connects them up right away, and then they've always got it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So he said, this was so intense. He said it was so much like what he went through when he was in a vortex and doing decrees. And he said that he and his friend couldn't talk. or what, maybe it was his brother, so forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, you know, we couldn't talk, we couldn't leave because we knew we couldn't drive.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, this was just really that intense, but yet gentle. And he said, you know, it's just amazing, and yet I'm grounded.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, that's the way it has to be. We stand between heaven and earth.
Yes.
And we're creating something so incredible. And I got to say, Steve, too, you know, when you were helping me out the other day, the energy that you're pulling through now is so much more incredible also.
Thank you.
And it's just been really, it's heartening for me to see that, you know, we're not like little islands all alone anymore. You know, that now more and more light workers are waking up, more and more people are starting to see that there's so much beyond, and making this connection, and we're not the only ones doing this. You know, people are doing this all over the world.
Right.
I was just looking at something in a group of 40 Arcturians. They're talking about the same thing that we're doing. And so that makes me feel good, too, to know it's not all on my shoulders. So it's really nice. You know, it's nice to see the coming together and the understanding that humanity is coming together, that we are unifying, and that we will be one body, basically. You know, and we need our different little individual personalities to make it the magic it is.
Yes.
So that's what's going on with me.
Yeah. I guess it's so interesting, Valerie, because the work you're doing is so beautiful, and you've been such a dear friend over the years. To know you is as a healer and a doctor is just an amazing thing. I know I was with Dr. Fred last weekend, and I formed three pillars of light at the Aliso Creek Inn in Laguna Beach, and they started out with a 4-foot cylinder of white light and 2-foot cylinders of white light that were in a perfect pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
And as people were standing in the pyramids, the light actually grew because the love that the people were putting out was being returned. So consciously the light actually got bigger as the people were sending up more love. And so the 4 foot became 8 feet, and the 2 feet became 4 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And the light was tremendous. As a matter of fact, some of the people's faces, ears, and hands were getting burnt.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really wonderful to do that with people and let them see that there is such a thing as the energy coming from heaven.
Yeah.
And they had never felt anything like that before, and I think it was really wonderful for them to see that kind of energy coming from heaven and going through them and going to the center of the earth.
Yeah.
So I think it's really important that people realize that we're all connected. There's no disconnection.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like you and I are connected, and it's so important to realize that there's nothing but love.
Exactly. That's
and love just, love fills everything. Love fills the universe. And the light fills the love. And the light is love. And so we're all connected. We all have separate souls, but they're all connected together.
Yeah, kind of like cells in the body.
Yes.
You know, and I agree with you, and I think what's happening all over the earth right now is that so many people, so many of us have been working on this for so long, and we're starting to connect this grid and connecting it consciously. And like I tell the people when we do our thing, you know, it's not about me. It's about your connection with the divine creator of all that is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about all of us recognizing our connections consciously. That's the thing. And choosing to be in a higher dimension. And if I could, I'd like to share a little bit about what happened with me the other day.
Absolutely.
With I had something happen that was such a vicious, evil, and ugly attack, completely unwarranted, unjust, untrue, you know, the things that that were being said. I mean, this was unbelievable. It shocked me into a lower vibratory rate. Now, the reason I'm telling you all this is not just to fluff up Steve's ego, but, you know, because we all like to hear how wonderful that we've been for someone else, and I appreciate you, Steve, very much. The reason that I'm telling people this is because you need to understand that when you have something like that happen, and, I mean, it happened to me, and I pretty much vibrated at a pretty good level most of the time, but it shocked me so badly that I knew that I flipped into another dimension, and I did not like that dimension. So I called Steve up and said, you know, wow, did I flip into another dimension? Steve, you said right away, yes, you did. And I said, I don't like this place, you know, and you helped me out of that. Now, the way that Steve helped me, listeners, is that he helped to bring the white light down around me. And it was like the closest thing that I can say to describe what had happened is it was like I was standing in my pillar of white light, and all of a sudden the trapdoor underneath me opened up. And I got shot down to a much lower dimension, and it was extremely uncomfortable. And you know, I was in so much shock and hurt over this thing that I just really couldn't bring myself to that next level. I needed to get out of it right away.
Mm-hmm.
So Steve helped me out of that by strengthening the light, bringing it down, and really washing it through me. And this is really what a healer does. You know, when we're working with you, it has to do with allowing ourselves to become the channel for the light and removing our own, you know, prejudices and our thoughts about how things should be and allowing it to wash through, to let the truth and love to wash through us completely and go into you. That's how healings happen. And
right.
It's not so much that a healer heals you of anything. It's more that the healer helps you to get the light in, because the body heals itself. And the soul is another matter. You know, we can all help each other heal our souls. And so what Steve provided for me was the soul connection that I needed at that moment in time to flip me back into the better dimension. Now, this sounds a little crazy if you're not used to dimensional talk, so let me explain it a little bit. All these dimensions are side by side with us, like maybe a tenth of a hertz apart. And so if you've seen the television show Sliders, then you know what I'm talking about. But it doesn't take a wormhole to get there. We are the wormhole, or we are the vortex, as Dr. Fred says. And basically, when you flip into that more difficult dimension, if you don't know how to get out of it, then you need somebody like Steve, because Steve can see where you're at, and he can fill you with light. And that's what happened, and I was out of it immediately. And
right.
And Steve, you know I love you. You're just such a wonderful friend, and we've just had such a great relationship over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, buddy, you know, when I get into that state, I know who to call.
Anytime, honey. We've got a caller on the line. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
How are you doing? I just tuned in. This is the first time I've heard about you.
Wonderful. What can we help you with, dear?
I need a lot of different kinds of healing. Do you feel any specific kind that you can work on to help me?
Yes, you're quite blocked, honey. You're quite blocked.
That I know.
What we're going to do is that we're going to open you up from your first chakra up, because that's where you're blocked at.
Okay.
I'm feeling like a lot of internal quaking there.
Yeah.
Are you feeling like you're really on the edge?
I'm always on the edge.
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot of anger there and a lot of deep, deep sorrow.
Your heart just opened up there. So you should feel a lot of energy flowing through your body right now. Can you feel that?
I don't feel it right now, no.
Have you been able to feel energy before?
On very, very rare occasions.
Okay. Your body, I'm about 4 feet above your body right now, and I'm watching the energy going through your left leg and also the right leg. Now, it's opening up your first chakra. You know where your first chakra is, don't you?
I know the number. Sometimes I'm not sure if it's survival chakra.
The chakra, your heart is open up there.
Okay.
What we're doing is maintaining some flow of energy from your heart chakra all the way down to your birthing area. And what we're doing is we're opening up that chakra right now. That's been blocked for years.
Yes, it is.
Yes. It's open now. The energy is flowing through there. You should feel like you're coming down now. Can you feel a calming effect? I'm starting to feel you relaxing, honey.
Yeah, I'm feeling that too. If you look inwardly for a minute, you know, when I just asked you if you felt like you were on the edge and you were quaking inside, examine that and see if the quaking has diminished or gone away. Because it feels to me like it has.
Yeah, it feels very calm. She's been on a negative high.
Yeah.
And you're starting to come into a positive high. It feels much, much better.
And that's good.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that again, Derek?
That's good. No, I've gone through a lot of sorrow and a lot of anger.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is very true.
Yes.
Yeah, see, the thing is, the anger, people kind of get stuck in it because they feel the power in it. But anger is never meant for you to stay in because it actually destroys your nervous system. And so, you know, the task is to get beyond it. Use the anger to move you to the next step, and then you need to learn how to let it go. You know, there's always going to be things in life that make us angry in this third dimension. And a lot of things you can't do anything about. So the only thing you can do is work on you.
How do you let it slide off your back? Because a friend years ago, and this is like a long time, told me that I would learn to let everything slide off my back. I've learned to let a lot, but there's a few things that I haven't been able to.
Well, sometimes it takes some work, you know. I mean, I got to tell you, I was one of the angriest people around for a good portion of my life and had so many injustices come against me. And it still happens, and I still get angry. But now I'm no longer hating the people that do it. You know, now I'm realizing that they really are, I don't want to say that they're retarded, but that's basically what it is. They're spiritually retarded. For different reasons. Sometimes it's not their fault in this life. It's something that happened in a previous life. You know, it's DNA or, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But when you can see the beauty within each person, with that one spark, even in the worst person in existence, there is still that one spark of divinity that created
yes.
it. And if you can just get to that one spark, and realize that people who are your enemies are your greatest teachers because they really make you look within yourself.
I think what we can say right now is that she's open. The seat of anger just opened up, which is the liver. You're clearing your liver. You should be a lot more focused right now. Can you feel that there?
I can't, but I'm extremely focused.
Excuse me?
People try to get me off being focused. I'm very focused.
Okay,
when I want
good.
Something or I go after something, I'm very focused.
Good.
Good. But I'm glad that the liver is clearing because I felt that there's a lot of blocks and a lot of toxins that need to be cleared out of my liver and a few other organs too.
Well, you're doing well, honey. Things are opening up for you, and they're opening up very fast. Valerie had a very valid point this evening that things are happening so fast that we need to allow ourselves to let go. We have to let go. It's very, very important this time and age to allow ourselves, I guess, what's a better word for that, Valerie? Surrender, I think, wouldn't it be?
Yeah, but surrender, a lot of people have resistance to.
Yes.
Because it has a bad connotation, you know, in life.
Right.
And they think that surrender means you let people walk all over you, and that's not the way it is.
That's
you still
not the
have to stand up for what's right and for what you want in your life. the difference is when you surrender to the all that is, you're saying, look, I don't know what the next step is, and just show me, and I'll do it. And, you know, you only surrender to your highest self,
right,
which is
right.
the representative of the God that is. And so when you do that, then you can move into higher vibratory rates, because you can't change those people, you know, and you can't change what happened back then unless you're doing holographic memory resolution, which is a whole other show. But basically, you know, there are a lot of techniques out there. Ho'oponopono is a big help. And if you type that in, it's H-O-O-P-O-N-O-N-O. And or you can type in Dr. Hugh Len, I think is his name, or Len Hugh. I've forgotten now.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you can type that in, and it's a simple little refrain. Basically, you look at the situation. You say, how did I create that in my life? And you say, you know, please forgive me. And you're saying forgive me to the God that is, that creates everything. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. Thank you. I love you. That's the simple part of it. And you just go through life doing that. There have been people that have stopped vicious physical attacks by completely ignoring what was going on around them and going deep within and just examining, how did I create that? Oh, I see. I didn't love myself enough. And so then you go in and you correct that, and all of a sudden the whole situation changes. It's like magic.
Mm-hmm.
You can change past things by going in and using holographic memory resolution, where you reframe the whole incident.
Yes.
So there's a lot of things that you can do, but it all has to be within you, because anything that happens around you, it's all our perception. You know, and the reason I'm able to let go of things when people attack me, and even, you know, if it's extremely vicious and they do everything they can to come after me, the way I'm able to change that and to get away from that is to look within myself and to say, how did I create that? You know, and then I see my errors, either my errors in thinking or my errors in judgment, discernment, you know, whatever, and I go, oh, wow, and what is this lesson teaching me? There's always a gift. No matter how bad the situation was, there's always a gift. And so you look into it, find out what that gift is, because it's usually something that's meant to catapult you, not just help you to go to the next higher level, but to catapult you to that higher level.
Yeah, it's really interesting. You should feel a lot better. May I have your name, please?
Renee.
Pardon me?
Renee.
Renee. Renee, you're much clearer, honey. Much, much clearer. What you need to do, dear, is let go. You're hanging on to way too much. Do you meditate, dear?
No, I don't usually meditate. I know
do
about
swim?
Meditation, I just don't usually do it.
Do you swim?
I don't like to swim.
Okay. Do you like to walk?
I love to walk.
Okay. Would you do me a favor? Is it still light out where you're at?
Yes.
Okay. Put on your shoesies, take a nice walk, and as you're walking, I breathe in the breath of God. Breathe that through your solar plex. Breathe that through your heart and your mind, and that will clear you. That breath is so strong.
Yeah.
It's so clearing. It's so viable because you're breathing in the breath of God. And the most important part of it is that people are looking for a miracle every day and every moment. And the most precious miracle we have is the breath of God. And most of us don't take notice of that, and that will help you tremendously. So as we're speaking, would you please say, I breathe in the breath of God. And just breathe that totally through your body. Could you do that for me, please?
I breathe in the breath of God.
That's it. You should be able to feel that expanding you right now.
That I felt.
Can you feel that?
That I felt.
Good, honey. That's the most potent thing that I've come up with so far. Or maybe it's something... there's nothing new under the sun. I just found that about 6 or 7 years ago, and I've been passing that around. And that is the most potent breath that I know of. And please do that every day, and that'll help you. My goodness gracious, you've opened up an awful lot just with that one breath. Try to do that, honey. Go for a nice walk and do that breath, and I think that'll help you tremendously.
Yeah, and you can also visualize breathing out any pain, sorrow, anger, and just visualize the breath of God is coming in as this beautiful golden white light and you know, darkness, you know, like a dark fog coming out of you as you release this stuff.
It's really beautiful to do. I remember we were at the Sacred Groves, and we saw beautiful angels there. And the breath is so important. It's so wonderful to do. So I'm glad that we could help you, dear.
Thank you so much.
Please do that breath. And Dr. Valerie is on Tuesday at, I think you're Eastern Standard Time, honey?
Yes, I am.
No, I'm Pacific.
Is she Pacific time?
Well, yeah, all of BBS is on Pacific time. My show's on at 7:55
right.
p.m. Pacific.
Right. I get it at 10, I think 10 o'clock at night here in Rochester, New York.
Yeah, it's, well, and, 11 o'clock.
Right, right. So
Eastern time.
But you feel much better to me, dear. Much, much clearer.
Oh,
do that
great.
Breath, and that'll help you tremendously.
And I gave up helping my enemies because I used to help my enemies and try to teach them about the light, and they would keep kicking my buns, and then I'd have to fight back. So I just decided, do what you want with other people. I'm not helping anymore.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're not the only one that's come to that. And I have helper's disease, too. And so I've had so many people basically kick me in the teeth. And I realized finally that what it is when I do my protective thing, I mirror the outside. And so, you know, the stuff doesn't really reach into me. But when you're walking around as a mirror, people look into it and they see the ugliness within themselves and they think it's you. And so that could have been some of what's going on with
mm-hmm.
you, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've had people, you know, just respond viciously sometimes. What they're really responding to is seeing that part of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with me. I can be sitting there minding my own business,
mm-hmm.
and somebody will just take it into their head to attack me, and I'm going, what the hell? When, you know, this person just flipped
yeah.
out. You know, like Madeline says, they flip their onions. And I'm like, you know, what the hell's going on with this person? And then it's like, oh, wait a minute, I got it. They're going through some changes in their life. They can't handle the energy. And, you know, they search around for somebody to blame it on. And when they find a mirror, they go, oh, there, right there. And they don't see that it's the stuff coming out of themselves. And it's slapping them right between the eyes.
Right.
And you know, it's a difficult position to be in when you're a mirror. Because people will just, you know, go off on you. But we do that, and part of the reason we do that is because we're looking to help without having to be actively involved. Although that does get us actively involved. So I've decided lately I'm not mirroring anymore. You know, it's like, just go away. I don't want to be bothered.
You know? Now I have.
And
to
you're right. It's
not
time for
yeah.
helping other people to access anymore.
No,
it's got to be over because right now the dividing line is happening all over the world.
Right, and some people also, it's like dark against light, and this person is dark. A couple people that I've dealt with are dark against light, and I'm saying, well, I'm not going to keep fighting for the, I know I'm the light, but this is getting ridiculous, so I'm moving on.
Yeah,
I have other things to do. This is not working.
Right.
Yeah, the energy is so powerful, honey, that if people don't buy into the light, they're going to be leaving the planet. It doesn't matter how dark they are. They will be leaving the planet. The energy is so powerful, it's going to overtake everything.
My
and when I mean to tell you
solved.
Everything, it'll take over everything.
Yeah, it's already working. I mean, you know, for about the last 10 years, people have been getting crazier and crazier.
Oh, yeah.
And I told people 10 years ago, it's going to get much worse. You haven't seen anything yet. And it's because of the light, because they haven't done their homework, you know, their spiritual homework, so they can't sustain the light. And it's agitating them. And they're going to strike out against the light any place that they find it.
there are people on the planet that are bringing down these cylinders of light. And those cylinders of light are changing the frequency of the planet.
Yep.
And that's what we're trying to do, is to allow people to accept the light even more and stronger and faster. So the more we can get out there and the more that we can show this light through projector work or whether we can do it with our minds or whatever the case may be, the safer the people will be. It's very, very important that you get out there and just let that light hit you, and I breathe in the breath of God will help you tremendously to gain that kind of respect of yourself.
Oh, that'll be great, and then my health will start to improve a lot more, because I sat outside a couple weeks ago, and I said, oh, this feels really good. It's not real hot, and I
right.
said, oh, I love it. And I used to do it all the time, but I haven't been for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's real important right now for everyone who's a light worker to spend more time in nature and to we still have to help each other.
Yes.
You know, I'm out here traveling all over the U.S. and Canada with this stuff. It's at great expense and everything else and difficulty, you know, because Madeline and I are both not spring chickens anymore, and we're out here doing this stuff and going, oh, Lord, we have to do it because, you know, people have to be... they have to be enlightened as quickly as possible. And so, you know, it's very important to remember as a light worker that we have to sustain ourselves. So you can't
right.
go way out of your way anymore to help somebody because they, you know, they're not appreciative of it, and all they'll do is they'll take.
That's true. I've dealt with that since I was little.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's... I think it's at a point right now where people really are starving for the light. So the more of us that are out there showing the light and seeing what the frequencies are, it's going to change a lot of people. It'll be wonderful. So thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much for all your help.
Oh, you're absolutely wonderful. Please don't hesitate.
What is your name, Steve?
Steve Barish, and my friend's name is Dr. Valerie Olmsted.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Okay.
Hopefully I will be in good shape and I will be able to meet you both in person one day.
You know, your voice has changed.
Yeah.
And it's much deeper, and you seem to be a lot more positive. So thank you for calling so much.
Thank you, and God bless you both.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. That was great, Valerie.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the laser show. Let's talk about the projectors and what you're doing
okay.
and how wonderful it is.
All right. What do you want to talk about?
Well, let's talk about the projectors, the work that you're doing. I think people need to know that the light is so strong coming from the projectors and from the lasers that it's actually changing. Hello?
Hello, Steve and Valerie. This is Nancy from Washington. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Hi, Nancy.
I'm doing okay. I am wondering if you can help me out with my body pain. I'm in total body pain, and it's been like this for about 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly can't take it too much longer.
Yes, I'm actually in your tummy right now. And
yeah, me too. Pulling
what I'm doing is changing the energy of your heart, honey. Just let me... There we go. That's lightening up your stomach right now. You should be able to feel something lifting out of you right now, dear.
Yes, I am.
This is feeling like, do you have some kind of fungus or something?
Not that I probably do. I don't know for sure. I know I have fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, and it's just really, really getting to me.
Yeah, because I'm feeling like I'm seeing a hyphae, which is like a sprouting fungus. And there are several funguses that can live within the human body. And I'm not going to go into that because it'll really gross you out. But especially if you see pictures of them. Oh.
Yeah, we're getting rid of that now, Valerie. It's,
yeah.
It's dying right now as we're speaking.
Yeah, I know. I'm pulling filaments of it out.
Right. It's really, really good. Oh, my. That's great. Honey, could you do the breath of God, please?
Yes.
I breathe in the breath of God.
Breathe in the breath of God.
There you go. Whoa.
That was starting to affect your brain.
Yeah.
Yeah, are you feeling different in your head now?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Yeah, because yes. What I was seeing was there were like little tendrils that had gone up into the brain. Have you been having heart palpitations?
Yes, I have been.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's because of this stuff, because it was in your brain stem.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's okay. We're pulling it out.
It's just coming out now, honey. Do the breath of God. I breathe in the breath of God, please.
I breathe in
the breath of God. This is going right into the brain stem, honey. Can you feel that, Val?
Yeah. Still pulling out tendrils.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoa, man, the energy is so strong going through her body. That's wonderful.
Have you had effects happening in your eyes, too?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, kind of like a twitching, twittering, like flashes of light?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Pulling those out now.
Yeah.
One of the things, when you live in a place that's really moist, like Washington,
uh-huh.
You have to dry out. And what you eat is extremely important. If you're eating processed foods, if you're eating regular grocery store foods, that, you know, 75% of which are GMO foods
mm-hmm.
now, if you're a junk food junkie, and especially if you're drinking a lot of carbonated beverages, then this kind of stuff happens, because what you're doing is you're creating the perfect soil for this stuff to grow. And the other thing that happens is... what I'm feeling is that you might have had a real need for community. Like, have you been feeling lonely?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so what you did was mm-hmm. you pulled in a community from the ethers. You meant human community. The fungus said, we're community.
Oh, God.
So, you know, it's not that it was trying to attack you. You pulled it in.
Oh, my.
So breathe in the breath of God. Breathe out. Any low life forms, and you need to specify low life forms.
Okay.
Because fungus is a lower life form. Okay. It just
yeah.
wants to live too. But this is something that happens when you live in a moist area, and with all the crap that's going on with what the government's allowed to be put in our foods and in the air and in the water, people are really at risk, especially when you have that kind of an attitude.
Uh-huh.
You know, people get lonely for a lot of different reasons.
Yeah.
When you're a light worker, you get lonely if you're not connected up with the other light workers that are doing something. A lot of light workers out there are comfortable in their little niches.
Uh-huh.
Channelers are famous for that. And so then what happens is they don't grow, and then you could be surrounded by them, but you feel alone because you're not at the same level. You're at
yeah.
a higher level.
I think if you do that breath, you're going to be a lot better, dear.
Okay, thank you so much.
I think
both of you.
your voice is actually deeper.
Yeah.
Much, much deeper. You're clearing out right now tremendously, so that's really wonderful to see.
Thank you. I definitely feel it.
Good.
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 Yeah, and just say thanks to the fungus. Thank you for answering my call, and now it's time for you to go.
Right.
Okay.
It's like, this wasn't what I meant, but thank you.
I can do that.
Wasn't trying to attack you.
That's
it just
right.
answered your call.
That's right. Take care.
Oh, thank you so much. God bless you.
Bye-bye. Call us back sometime.
Oh, will do.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's good. So
well, that was interesting.
Yeah. Interesting phone call.
Yeah.
The show that you're putting on, do you want to talk about a little bit?
Sure. What we're doing is it's a quantum vortex experience. We will be in Rochester with Steve on the 12th of July. Next, we are going to do a couple in Pennsylvania, one in Willow Grove, one in, I think it's Laureldale, Tuckerton area. Let's see. Then we go to New York, I think Southampton area, and then we go to Massachusetts. I've forgotten where in Massachusetts. Adeline's got all that information. Then we go to Manchester, New Hampshire, and then to Maine. And, again, I don't know where in Maine we're going. Then we're going to be in Rochester. Excuse me. We're thinking about Toronto, if we can fit it in. And possibly Michigan, possibly Wisconsin, and then we're on the West Coast. So we'll start off, you know, Vancouver area, Washington, and then go down, let's see, Spokane, Linwood, then Grants Pass, Oregon, maybe Portland if somebody's interested in setting up a vortex gathering, and then down to San Francisco, L.A., and then home to Sedona. Now, what we do is we bring Dr. Fred Bell's Andromedan holographic projectors. We have 8 of them. We set them up. We also have a Stargate light, which is made by a friend of mine in Sedona who's an engineer. It's also scalar energy. And we combine those together, and what we found is that each thing that we put in there increases the energy. And by adding the Stargate light, we're pulling in more of the cosmic light from the galactic central sun, and we're also pulling up the energy from the core of Mother Earth. So we've got a real three-way energetic system going on. And then Madeline and I, you know, open the vortex and hold the space and everything so people can do their thing. What we do is we start off with everybody speaking their releases at once. Then we move on into forgiveness of self and others. Then we do prayer of intercession for those we feel need some help. Then I lead them through the Blue Spark meditation, which is a point of safety and protection. It's actually an ageless wisdom technique, which I didn't find out till maybe 10 years after I was given it by spirit. And then the second one that we do is the golden grid connection. And that's bringing in light directly from the source of all that is, right through the galactic central sun, and you will feel it in your body. That kind of blows people's minds. And a lot of people see the things happening before I say, you know, like they'll say, oh, before you said that color, I saw it. Oh, before you said there were beings, I saw it. You know, oh, I saw these tall beings, and they told me they were Andromedans before you said anything. That's kind of fun for me, and I keep telling them, folks, I'm not making this stuff up. This is the way it is, and I'm just describing to you what I'm seeing. And after that, then we go into manifestation, because it is like a short-order cook. You know, you call out to the universe what it is that you want, and it goes out there and finds it and brings it back to you. That's what scalar waves do. So basically, the best definition I found was from the Kelantic Dictionary, where it says the scalar waves are standing waves of consciousness. And they're singular points. They're photon energy, basically. Mm-hmm. Now, physicists don't get upset with me. I'm not a physicist. But this is what I found so far from what I can read on the Internet. So if it's incorrect, drop me an email. Tell me what the correct term is. But basically, it's a light. So like you have a string of Christmas lights, you know, those chaser lights. And when you speak what you want into the universe in this zero point field that's created using these devices, then it goes from one light to the next, right down in a string. It just goes bing, 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 right down into the universe, finds what you want, brings it back to you. So the scalar waves have not actually moved. What they've done is they've turned on in sequence right down the line, so it looks like they're moving. And I have a picture of that, which was kind of interesting, because they say you can't get pictures of this. They also said you couldn't get pictures of the other things that we have, and we've got some fabulous pictures, as you know, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
And we have faces, we have elementals popping up, we've got cubes forming out of the light in the air, we've got vortexes forming, and somebody gave me a hint on this when I was in Florida, because I said, my main thing is, people say, what is this? I tell them, I don't know, you tell me. You know, I'm not the physicist, and when I go to the genius physicists and they can't tell me what it is, I go, well, far be it for me to decide what it is, you know. But I had somebody say something to me in Florida, and she studies quantum physics quite a bit, and she said, the rings that you're seeing are light interference waves, light interference patterns, and that's what my one genius physicist friend told me. And I said, okay, great, but that means it's interfering with light from somewhere. And they said, yes, and I said, where's the other light coming from? And they go, well, you have to have two lights intersecting there. It's like, no, I don't have two lights. It's one light. So where's it coming from? And what I found out is that the other light is coming from us. And so you're seeing the interaction of the light of the human being as it interacts with the laser light, and it bounces off of the jewel on the projectors.
Yep.
Very interesting stuff.
Yeah, it's fabulous. I'm doing basically about the same thing with my mind,
mm-hmm.
with the projectors, and it's, you know, bringing down the light from heaven,
yeah.
and going to the center of the earth. I think we're all doing the same thing. We're just headed in the same direction.
Yeah.
And it's really fabulous to do this work and to be able to help people and to be able to liven them up, to give them an idea that there's so much out there that we can be in touch with, and to allow us to help you and open up to different dimensions that are actually in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Your body is totally universe. It's totally universe. There's no disconnection from the universe to you or you to the universe. But what we're doing is connecting you to a clearer base of it, so you'll be able to see a lot more in multidimensional levels without being hurt or burnt or anything of that nature. And so I think the work that Valerie is doing is very, very valid, and it's extremely, extremely, extremely well done. I know I was at Fred's house last weekend, and he did the laser show there, and we just saw so many different things. So I imagine that Valerie is doing the same thing, and I think
well,
that
not quite. I don't have a laser show.
Well,
Fred
he's got something else, I'll tell you.
Fred has the show. Fred has everything computerized, and he's got all different colors of lasers, and they're going all over the room, and he lights up a small bush of sage so you can see all the laser lights.
Oh, yeah.
So Fred's got quite the show.
Yes, he does.
Mine is very passive compared to that. Everything is static. There's nothing moving other than us and, you know, whatever the beings are that are coming through.
Yes.
Fred's house, there's so much moving, it's like, whoa, you know, and light, sound, action, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
but,
mm-hmm.
But no, what we're doing is very simple, and yet it's very profound and very, very gentle at the same time. So I have people all the time that can't even put it into words, and they just kind of, they blink afterwards and go, I don't even know how to start describing that.
Yes.
And
yes.
I tell them, well, that is the connection. We are really all connected like that all the time.
Yes.
But we get distracted. We forget that, and now is the time for everyone to remember who we really are as human beings. We're on the path of being genuine human beings, which is to bring back all of our powers to be the true essence. And, you know, it's, I keep telling people, you don't have to go outside of yourself to do anything. It's all within. But we all got used to going outside, and now when people are in that mode and they don't know how to go inside, now they're in trouble. And so
that's
what
right.
we're doing is we're helping people to remember how to go inside. And, you know, I've told you before, Steve, I've had people get kind of pissy with me at a couple of these demonstrations that I've done
yeah.
and say, well, you know, do we have to buy all this equipment to do this? And I tell them, no, you don't have to buy any of this. It's all inside. And I can do the same thing with a piece of paper. So, you know, the fact is that this has to do with connecting people up to the truth.
Yes.
And no matter how you do it, whether you do it with this quantum physics equipment or whether you do it in a kiva with sage and hot rocks or whether you do it, you know, out on the top of a mesa on the full moon with water or, you know, whether you do it with whatever, the bottom line is where are you going to? And if you're going to yourself, if you're discovering the truth of yourself, then you're on the right track.
Yes.
And so you can pick and choose whatever it is that flicks your bick, as they used to say.
Right.
You know, whatever.
Right.
You know, find something that's going to work for you.
Yeah.
You know, we happen to have found something that's kind of neat and interesting, and so it's easier for people to feel the field with these devices. And they do a lot. They're actually a two-way radio.
Mm.
And I discovered, it's pretty funny, when I discovered that, I was sitting in my office in the projector room one day, and I'm looking
right.
at a bunch of these things, and I had stuff all over the place. And I'm looking at these things, and I'm going, how do these really work? And so I announced to the projectors and to the Andromedans in particular, show me how this works. And all of a sudden, I see like eight beings clustered around one of these things, like it's a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at this, and I go, oh, my God, it's a two-way radio. And they all laughed, you know, it was like, oh, finally, she gets it. And I said, well, it's only taken me two years. I don't think that's too bad, seeing as how I had no instructions. So, this is where we're going to, folks. We're going to the truth of who we are, and it's so exciting. I mean, if you could see even a tenth of what we really are, you would be blown away.
Yeah, it's fabulous, the energy from the projectors. I have three of them. I had four. I lent one to a friend who I'm going to get it back next week. But the projectors are extremely, extremely powerful. As a matter of fact, Valerie, I was telling Fred the other day that I'm seeing light from all the pyramids in the projectors. They're all lighting up separately. And there's a ball of light in all three of the projectors in my room, right in the center of the projector. And in the center of the room, there is a big ball of light around 6 feet wide.
Mm.
And it's becoming bigger and bigger. Actually, I'm looking at it now in the room. It's about 6 inches to about 4 feet. It's fluctuating back and forth. So there's a lot of power in these projectors.
Yeah, and see, the interesting thing, too, is sometimes when we do these things, we aim the light not at the jewel, but at one of the pyramids or at a space between the pyramids.
Mm-hmm.
Each one of these things opens up a different dimension or a different universe. And so so one of the things that I found with this is there are certain things that I want to do to help people to connect, and I do the same thing every place I go. When Madeline and I are experimenting with it, we aim those lasers at different points, and we learn different things. So now I know that Fred has said you have to be careful how you put these, because if you have six of them and you put them in a particular configuration, you might go poof. And my comment was, where do you go poof to? Let's do that. Let's see. So I haven't had any poof experiences. I've tried a whole bunch of different, well, at least as far as I know, I haven't gone poof.
I had... I told you about the incident in my room where everything disappeared but the stones and the projectors.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if somebody had walked in the room, my client and myself wouldn't even have been there. But the actual room just absolutely disappeared. And I think we were looking at another vortex, but we were looking at a completely different dimension.
Mm.
And it was just pure white light. I mean, it's just the whole room disappeared. And I haven't seen it since, just at one time.
Hmm.
And it was just fabulous. I mean, it was just a wonderful thing to do.
Well, when I get out there, you and I will go sit in there and see what happens.
Yeah, maybe between the both of us we can bring it back again. That'll be a lot of fun.
I think so. Yeah, that'd be really wild. And I'm looking forward to our further experiences in the sacred groves, too.
Oh, yeah. Valerie and I have visited a place in Palmyra, New York, which is... a Mormon stronghold, believe it or not, and it's where Joseph Smith wrote his Bible, and we could see the power. I mean, we were just standing in tremendous light, tremendous, tremendous light, and we were also standing in front of angels, and unbeknownst to me, these angels were talking to Valerie for, I think it was almost a half hour. It seemed like about 2 minutes to Madeline and I, but it was a half hour for Valerie, and as soon as they came to the top of the knoll where where Madeline and I were standing below, they just disappeared right in front of us.
Well, and that's what was so funny, because actually I wasn't talking to him for a half an hour, well, as far as I know. I had just sat down at the crossroads. I could see a quarter of a mile in every direction except for the path you and Madeline went down because the mist was there.
Right.
And remember, I told you, I've had a lot of mist experiences. You guys go. And so I sat there, and I just closed my eyes and got into the meditative stance, and I was just praying, and I said, God, show me the truth. That's all I want, you know. Show me what needs to be done next. Show me the truth. And it was coming straight from my heart. And I had just closed my eyes and said that, and I got the distinct feeling I was being watched. And I opened my eyes, and there's two guys standing there looking at me quizzically.
Yes.
and smiling. And I smiled at them and said, hello. And they smiled and said, hello. And the three of us just looked at each other and nodded and smiled. And that was it. That was the extent of my conversation with them. And then they just kind of gave me a curious look, and they walked on. And then they got to that point where I couldn't see them anymore because they disappeared into the mist. And they were gone for about a half an hour. And
yeah.
I was sitting there, and it was getting cold, and I'm thinking, geez, I hope those guys didn't abandon me, you know, because I don't know, you know, my leg was hurting. I was like, I don't know, you know, about the way back, and I didn't know if you guys knew where you were going, so I was going, maybe I better go find them.
Yeah.
And I got up, and I got to that point where they had disappeared from my sight, and that's when I saw Madeline and Steve, and they said, oh, you missed them. I said, who? They said, the men in black. And I said, I didn't miss him. I was talking to him. And he said, well, they just disappeared just like not even 5 minutes ago, right where you're standing.
Yeah, that was amazing.
And I said, wow, that's really interesting. And it took me a while to realize, wait a minute, about half an hour passed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was wild. Let's do that again. That was fun.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. We're going to do it. Our buddy is coming in from Cincinnati, Ohio, too. I already talked to her.
Cool.
So she'll be joining us. She's going to stay here, and we'll have a lot of fun together. Listen, it's 6:56. I'm going to have to close it down. Do you want to tell everybody your program and how to get in touch with you on Tuesday nights?
Yeah, I am on BBS Radio on Channel 2. So just click on Channel 2. If you haven't been on Channel 2 before, you may need to load something on your computer. So make sure that you go ahead of time at about 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. The show starts. It's called The Enlightened Medicine Show. And every Tuesday, once a month, I read a fascicle from the Knowledge Book, which is really incredible. And anyway, this next week I have talked to someone about being on. I haven't gotten a reply back yet. And otherwise, I may be reading another fascicle. We'll see. But if you want to get in touch with me, you can get onto my webpage there on BBS Radio and just click contact me and drop me an email.
Valerie, thank you for so much for being on the show. It's always an enlightenment having you here and helping. So it's always a pleasure talking to you.
Oh, thank you. I'll give you that 20 after the show. You are so much fun.
Okay, buddy. Take
all right,
care.
Thank you so much for having me on, Steve.
Absolutely. This has been the Steve Barish Healing Hour. And it's been a pleasure having Valerie here. And I want to thank Valerie and Dr. Fred and all you guys for tuning in. And it's just been a wonderful evening. Thank you so much. God bless. And hope to see you next week. Bye-bye.